Welcome to 5-Minute Film Finder, brought to you by Pioneer Library System.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of 5-Minute Film Finder, brought to you by Pioneer Library System. We take 5 minutes to sell you on a movie that's available on the streaming services Hoopla or Canopy. So if you're listening within our service area, you can access these services with your Pioneer Library System card. And if you're not in our service area, we still appreciate you listening, and I suggest you check out your local library and see what they have to offer. So today, I am your host, Jamie, and I'm very excited to introduce a brand new host joining us for the first time, Alexis. Hi, Alexis.
Hello, Jamie.
So I'm very excited that you're here. I know you are a big horror movie fan.
Yes. So. I was very excited when I was like, oh, hey, everyone's doing horror for 5-Minute Film Finder. I had to jump on it.
So. Yes, because we are recording, as of this recording, it's still October. Halloween is just around the corner. So yeah, we've been focusing on spooky movies. And it's nice because Canopy actually has a curated list of horror movies for October. So very handy. And so, like I said, we've each picked a movie and we've got 5 minutes to tell you about it and recommend it and hope that what we tell you will pique your interest. So our good friend Wilhelm will be watching the clock for us, and he'll let us know when our 5 minutes are up. So I'm going to start us off today. So Wilhelm, do your thing. All right. So my pick is Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. It came out in 2022, and it's classified as a horror comedy film. And it is rated R. And I should mention that while the content of this podcast is suitable for everyone, the movies we choose may not be. So just a reminder. But this film is available on Canopy. And just the start with the facts here. It was directed by Helena Rein. And I apologize if I get any pronunciations wrong. I watched some YouTube videos to try and, you know, see how to pronounce it correctly. But but the screenplay is by Sarah DeLapp, based on a story by Kristen Rupinian, and it stars Amanda Stenberg as Sophie, Maria Bakalova as Bee, which, fun fact, she is the voice of Cosmo in Guardians of the Galaxy. I looked her up. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah, I had no idea. It also stars Pete Davidson as David, Mihaela Harold, Chase Sui Wonders, Rachel Sennett, and Lee Pace. So it's about a group of friends who gather for a weekend party at their friend David's house. And there's a storm coming in, so they're going to hunker down for the weekend. And Sophie is bringing her girlfriend, Bee, and Bee's meeting Sophie's friends for the first time. And naturally, she's a little nervous. And when they meet for the first time, it is there's a little bit of awkwardness there. But they get the party going, and that night they decide to play a murder mystery game called Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And it's one of those where, you know, one player is the killer and the other players have to figure out which one is the killer before they themselves become a victim, or like they turn off all the lights and then I think like you touch a person and they have to drop to the floor and they're dead. And then lights come back on and yeah, you got to try to guess who the killer is. So the game, though, brings out some hostilities, and it's a little short-lived, and a few characters kind of go off on their own. And then naturally, with the storm going on, the power goes out, and while the girls are looking for a power source, they see a real dead body, and now it's become a whodunit, and they have to figure out who the real killer is. And I think they did a really good job with this, because my opinion kept changing. I was like, well, it's this person. Oh, maybe it's this person. And I love this movie. This is my first time watching it, thanks to your recommendation, Alexis. I really like books that have that kind of setting where people go off for a weekend and then something happens and they can't get away.
Yeah.
And, you know, who's the culprit here? So the characters are not very likable.
Yes.
So, but I think the performances, though, they were still very it drew me in, you know. And like I said, I wanted to figure out who was doing all this. We're not going to give away any spoilers here. We always just try to keep away from that. But I was very drawn into the mystery. The score was really good. It really added to the tension for me. The fact that there was the rainstorm too, and it's no power. It's dark. There was a scene where there's a character who's outside in the rain. And I was nervous because you can't really see very well. Like, so I'm like, is something going to happen to this person or not? But anyway, so I really loved it. I thought it was a really good mystery. I was going to say fun characters, but...
They are kind of fun at the beginning. Mm-hmm. You can still kind of... You're still getting to know them.
Right.
And so as the film progresses, you're getting to know a little bit more. And their backstories come out.
Yes.
But, no, I love that you bring up the score because... the first time I watched it, the score was very kind of like captivating.
Mm-hmm.
And the second go around of my watching it, the music kind of gave me that feeling of tiptoeing in the dark.
Oh, yeah.
And then as things are escalating, you feel like your heart's beating and you can kind of hear that in it. And I love that about it. And
me
I just,
too.
I love the vibrancy of the colors. And even though... In the middle of the storm, when the lights are out, there is still, like, the light that they naturally have from their sources that they have, like their phone or the little the little glow sticks.
Mm-hmm.
You can still see the vibrant colors of the rooms.
Yes. So that's some great commentary. I was also afraid, like, you know, they're using their phones and, like, are they going to drain their batteries?
But, I know.
You know. So. But all right, so that was Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And like I said, it is available on Canopy. So now we're going to take a short break. And when we come back, Alexis is going to tell us about her pick. Welcome back to 5 Minute Film Finder. So I just told you about Bodies, Bodies, Bodies. And so now we're really excited. It is Alexis's turn. She's going to tell us about what she picked. And I think she picked, I'm just going to say it up front, I think you picked a great one. So, and Wilhelm, will you start your timer, please?
All right. So I picked kind of a recent movie. It came out in 2021. It was Willy's Wonderland, directed by Kevin Lewis. And one of the big cast members that, like, the main man is Nick Cage.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite thing about him is in the script and at the film, he is simply credited as the janitor.
Yes.
And it, oh man, it's kind of hard to figure out, like, where to start because this movie is off the walls fun. It is a horror comedy.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely one of those fun, like, B-horror movies. Off, like, a little over the top.
Oh, yeah.
And
for sure. Do you want to tell them what the basic plot is?
Sorry.
Because it's crazy.
So we have, it starts off opening kind of like that nostalgic Chuck E. Cheese vibe.
Yeah.
Lots of fun at a party. And then it starts going down that horror line. And
it goes downhill fast.
Yes, and you've got a family running for their life and, you know, the typical blood spatter on the TV and cuts over and we meet the janitor who is out driving his sports car down some country roads only to be stopped
mm-hmm.
by a spike truck.
Yeah.
And... Well, he's got to get his car repaired, but the place where he's currently in does not have Wi-Fi,
right.
So can't use the ATM.
Did they say cash only?
Yeah,
so they didn't
cash
take
only.
Cards,
they didn't take cards.
And then the ATM's not working.
The ATM's out of order. And so he has to work it out with the mechanic saying
mm-hmm.
they get it all figured out that, hey, we'll go to Willy's Wonderland, one of the local businesses run by Tex McAdoo.
I love that name. Yes.
And so the whole goal is he has to clean up Willy's Wonderland so that they can reopen it. And he gets it fixed up by next morning. His car will be taken care of. And he's free to go.
Yeah.
And so that's where it all kind of starts.
Yeah. But there's a big butt in there. Like,
yes.
It's, yeah.
Literally about surviving the night.
Yeah.
It's, you know, when you think also, a lot of people might, when looking at Willy's Wonderland, might kind of think of Five Nights at Freddy's.
Yes.
And It is far different from Five Nights at Freddy's. Mm-hmm. It has its own little back lore and story, and you will find out.
I heard that they released, yes. I was reading about it, and they did release some comic books.
Yes, they did.
After the movie had come
out. Yes, they did.
So, and there is backstory.
There is even more backstory. Yeah. And you can't really say too much because it kind of does go into some spoiler-ish territory. Because I've read some of the comics, mm-hmm. and it just, I love kind of what they did with their characters and what drives them. I also, one of my favorite things about this film is actually the puppeteering that goes with those animatronics. Like, there were some animatronic availability with that, with the movements.
They were really good, yeah.
But, like, they had actual people, like, in costumes working the puppets. So if you enjoy that kind of, like, the time that people take to bring everything together in the film with practical effects, it's awesome.
I will say also a couple of things. The theme song will haunt my dreams.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a scene where the animatronics, there's a birthday song, a birthday party song. And I made a note of this. I love the expression on Nicolas Cage's face. I was like, there was so much disdain in his face.
His expressions throughout the whole film.
But the song was catchy. Beautiful. Yes, he's perfect. Also, I like the end credits with the cartoon. So that was... this movie, it's crazy. I texted a friend about it last night after I watched it, and I said, it's ridiculous, but entertaining.
Yes.
And I love bad horror movies. I don't know about you, but I love campy.
I was laughing. The first time I saw it, I was laughing the entire time, just straight up cackling. I love it. So.
Yes, it was fantastic. So, all right. We got... I think just a few more.
I really just want to be like, go see Willy the Weasel at Willy's Wonderland.
That was amazing. I'm so jealous. I wish I could do that. That was great. I love that. So, all right. Well, Wilhelm has told us it's 5 minutes are up. But thank you so much, Alexis, for telling me about both of these movies. I'd heard of Bodies, 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 and we have like 5 or 6 copies on DVD here. So I've seen it, but I just didn't know anything about it. And I'm glad.
It should also be known that I don't know where it stands now, but at the time when Bodies, Bodies came out, it actually had a certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh, nice. Maybe it still does. I don't think Willy's Wonderland does.
No.
But it has a in my heart, yes, it does. Because, I mean, that was so entertaining. I want to watch it again.
So. I will be honest, it's one of those films that I can put on in the background and be listening to while I'm working on things because it does. I've listened to that movie well over 5 times.
Oh,
I'll be totally honest because
nice.
it makes me laugh and smile every time.
It's just so bonkers that it's going to bring a smile to your face. All right, well, thank you again for being here,
absolutely,
for being on our show. Hopefully we will have you on again and you can do a little voice every single time. Maybe I'm just very impressed by that because I can't do that.
Maybe you can throw out some more voices next time.
Right, yeah. Bring our own little cast of characters in here. So, but yeah, thank you again. Thank you for recommending Willy's Wonderland. It has changed my life, I think. So that's, I can't say more than that, but and thank you all for listening. And if you enjoyed listening to our show today, please be sure to leave us a like, subscribe to our channel from wherever you receive your podcast. And if you have any questions, if you want to share your thoughts on the films we've covered, or if you have a recommendation for something you would like us to talk about, feel free to leave a comment and a rating, or you can email us at podcast@pioneerlibrarysystem.org. I'll say it again. It's podcast@pioneerlibrarysystem.org. Once again, thanks for listening. Thank you, Alexis. And I hope everybody has a safe and happy Halloween because we're recording this. Like, Halloween's next week, I think.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, all right. Well, thank you all again.
See you next time.
All right.
Thank you.